بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salaam and salam be upon the noble prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the class on the topic, who deserves to be worshipped alone. And we're going to the third chapter on this. And the chapter is entitled The Proofs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted in the Noble Quran in chapter 27, verse 93, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَ وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. And praise be to Allah, say Muhammad, all praises and thanks be to Allah, He will show you His signs so that you shall know them. Man and many animals share the ability to see. Man is called, however, to see, reflect, and contemplate about the signs of Allah in His creation. Skies without columns. Contemplate about the creation of the skies. No columns or support underneath or above. They are held by Allah. Allah states about this in Surah Ar-Ra'd 13:2. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh wasakhkhara ash-shamsa wal-qamara kullun yajri li ajalin musamma يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you see. Then He arose over the throne in a manner that suits His majesty. He has subjected the sun and the moon to continue going around, each running its course for a term appointed. He regulates all affairs, explaining the signs in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. Then contemplate about the fact that there are no cracks or crookedness in the sky. See also its beautiful color. If your eyes become irritated or tired, try to hold them open towards the sky. Its color is best fitting to the sight. What will happen if Allah let the skies? What will happen if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the skies move away from their places, being most forbearing and forgiving? He grasps the heavens and the earth lest they move away from their places. قال الله تعالى إن الله يمسك السماوات والأرض أن تزولا ولئن زالتا إن أمسكهما أحد من بعده إنه كان حليما غفورا. Verily Allah grasps the heavens and the earth lest they move away from their places. And if they were to move away from their places, there is not one that could grasp after him. This is in Surah Fatir 35:41. Implicit in this verse there is a reminder that man must highly estimate Allah and His powers and thus submit to Him alone in worship. The orbits of the sun and the moon are signs of Allah. We now understand something about how the forces of magnetism maintain these bodies in universal orbits. Allah Ta'ala in this respect in 36:38-40. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a term decreed. That is the decree of all the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Knowing. And the moon, we have measured for it mansions to traverse till it turns like the old, dried, curved date stock. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all swim each in an orbit. The sun is a lamp, while the moon is a light. Scientific progress states that sunlight is not a reflection, but it comes from the sun itself. That is, it is a lamp, while the light of the moon is a reflection of sun rays. What did Allah reveal to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He revealed to him in the Quran the following verse in 71:15-16. قال الله تعالى in Surah Nuh. قال الله تعالى in Surah Nuh. ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا. See you not how Allah has created the seven heavens one above another and made the moon a light and made the sun a lamp. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا. In another verse in Surah Yunus in 10:5. وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. It is he who made the sun a shining thing and the moon as a light and measured out their stages that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. Allah did not create this but in truth. He explains the signs in detail for people who have knowledge. Wind, moisture, and rain. Scientists discovered that wind can suck up the moisture from the terrestrial water, carry it up in dark clouds, and break it up with rain. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, in chapter 30:48, الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله. It is Allah who sends the winds so they raise the clouds, then does He spread them in the sky as He wills. and break them as fragments until you see raindrops come forth from their midst. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hijr 15:22 وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ فأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأسقيناكموه وما أنتم له بخازنين. And we send the winds filling clouds with water, then cause the rain to descend from the sky therewith, providing you with water through, or though you are not the gardens of its stores. The milk we drink, it's a wholesome and agreeable diet for man. Digestive enzymes in cattle transfer food into excretions in the small intestine, where it gets absorbed into the bloodstream. The milk-producing glands absorb all the necessary constituents for milk production circulating in the blood. All of this was not known to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we only drink this milk as we find it available in the market. Simple thinking about its source and how it came from between excretions and blood may make us realize the power as well as mercy of Allah and His creation. It is one of Allah's signs for those who contemplate. Listen to what Allah says about this in Surah An-Nahl 16:66. قال الله تعالى وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. And verily in cattle there is a lesson for you from what is within their bellies, from what is within their bodies, between excretion and blood we produce for you drink, milk, pure and agreeable to those who drink it. Breathing problems at high altitudes. When men climb mountains or travel at high altitudes, they need oxygen. They need these supplies of oxygen because of the difficulty in breathing. And this fact was mentioned in the Quran more than 1300 years before man went up in the air. قال الله تعالى فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. And in Surah Al-An'am 6:125, and whosoever Allah wills to guide, He opens his breast to Islam. And whoever He wills to send astray, He makes his breast close and restricted, as if he is climbing up the sky. Thus Allah puts the wrath on those who believe not. Depth and darkness of oceans. More than 1500 years ago, people did not know about the deep oceans. The Quran informed us about the existence of deep darkness underwater, a fact that was discovered only recently by modern science. scientists know now that underwater waves, currents, are part of the world of oceans. This is all described in the Quran as another sign for those who contemplate. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur 24:40, أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. Or the state of the disbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep sea, overwhelmed with a great wave, topped by dark clouds. Darkness one above another. If a man stretches out his hand, he can hardly see it. And he who, for whom Allah has not appointed light, for him there is no light. Pairs of everything, mankind, animal life, as it has been recently discovered, plants are in pairs. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin 36:36, سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. Glory be to him who has created all the pairs of what the earth produces, as well as of their own humankind, male and female, and of that which they know not. And also in Surah Al-Dhariyat, in chapter 51, verse 49, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And of every thing we have created pairs, that you may remember the grace of Allah. Camels, horses, cars, ships, planes, spaceships, and more. Allah reminds us of His mercy manifested in His creation of many useful things. He had created certain animals for us to use as a source of food, as well as to ride on. He most glorified created iron, and in it there is a great benefit to man. Amongst many other things, it is useful to make sophisticated ways of transportation. All of this is perfectly mentioned in the Quran. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:5-8, والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس إن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون. And the cattle, He has created them for you. In them there is warmth, warm clothing, and numerous benefits. And of them you eat. And wherein is beauty for you, when you bring them home in the evening, and as you lead them forth to pasture in the morning. And they carry your loads to a land that you could not reach except with great trouble to yourselves. Truly your Lord is full of kindness, most merciful, and He has created horses, mules, donkeys for you to ride, and as an adornment. And now comes the point of evidence. And He creates other things of which you have no knowledge. Concerning the iron utilized in all of these sophisticated things we see in our times, Allah mentioned about it in Surah Al-Hadid 57:25, وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز. And we brought forth iron wherein is mighty power in matters of war, as well as many benefits for mankind. Many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help him, help his religion and his messengers in the unseen. Verily, Allah is all strong, almighty. The honey we eat. The honey is an excretion in different colors and tastes. In it there is a healing for mankind. Cannot they reflect? قال الله تعالى about the bees and what it produces in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verses 68. 69. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. And your Lord inspired the bee, saying, take your habitations in the mountains and in the trees and in what they erect, then eat of all fruits and follow the ways of your Lord made easy for you. There comes forth from their bellies a drink of varying color, wherein is healing for men. Verily, in this is indeed a sign for people who think. Fingerprinting. The very tips of each person's finger is distinct. And this is what modern science has or had built upon in using the fingerprinting procedure as a source of identity. The Prophet ﷺ did not know this. It is one of the signs of Allah in the Quran, as revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in Surah Al-Qiyamah, in chapter 75, 3 and 4, in the distinct creation of man. قال الله تعالى أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه. Does man think that we cannot assemble his bones? Nay, we are able to put together in perfect order the very tips of his fingers. The very tips of his fingers. And the signs shall continue. More and more of Allah's signs in ourselves and in the universe will continue to knock the hearts and minds of men, so that they come to the realization that their Lord Allah is the true and only God that deserves to be worshipped alone. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ash-Shura 41:53, سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد. We shall show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves until it becomes manifest to them that this Quran is the truth. It is not sufficient in regard to your Lord that He is a witness over all things. قال الله تعالى also in Surah Ghafir in chapter 40 79 and 80, ويريكم آياته فأي آيات الله تنكرون. And he shows you his signs. Which then of the signs of Allah do you deny? In an address to man, Allah sends clear and vivid verifications as well as challenges for man. And against these gods that some invoke upon and worship. In challenging reminders, Allah says in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27, 61, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Is it not he better than your gods who has made the earth as a fixed abode and has placed rivers in its midst and has placed firm mountains therein and has set a barrier between the two seas of salt and sea water and sweet water rather? Is there any God with Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. Furthermore, under the same theme and in the same chapter, verse 60, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَتَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. Is not he better than your gods who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water rain from the sky and whereby we cause to grow gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your power to cause the growth of their trees. Is there any God with Allah? Nay, but they are people who ascribe equals to him. And in chapter 6, verse 46. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون. Say to the disbelievers, tell me if Allah took away your hearing and your sight and sealed up your hearts, who is there an ilah, a God other than Allah could restore them to you? Look how variously we explain the signs if they turn aside. Now who are these other gods? Many in this world have turned to worship many created things or beings. Divine attributes have been given to Buddha, to Jesus, to saints, to monks, to Moses, to prophets, to places, to rivers, to cows, to temples. Do these gods benefit or harm? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, in 10, verse 18. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And they worship besides Allah things that hurt them not, nor profit them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Say, do you indeed inform Allah with that which he knows not in the heavens or on the earth? Glory to him. And far is he above all that which they associate as partners with him. Where did they find names for these gods? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this respect. In Surah Yusuf, ما تعبدون من دون الله إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. you don't worship besides him but only names which you have forged, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but him. That is the true straight religion, but most men know not. Where are the things these gods have created? Listen to what Allah says. In Surah Luqman 31:11. هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين. This is the creation of Allah. So show me that which those whom you worship besides him have created. Nay, but the wrongdoers and those who do not submit to Allah are in plain error. Furthermore, this is asserted in many places in the Quran, as in Surah Fatir 35:40. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَمْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا فَهُمْ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْهُ بَلْ إِنْ يَعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Say, O Muhammad, tell me or inform me, what do you think about your so-called partner gods to whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me what they have created of the earth. Or have they any share in the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they act on clear proof therefrom? Nay, the wrongdoers and those who don't believe in Allah promise one another nothing but delusions. They themselves are created, aren't they? Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 191. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Attribute as partners to Allah those who created nothing, but they themselves are created. They cannot even help themselves. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, the same chapter 7:192. ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون. No help can they give them, nor can they help themselves. Furthermore, in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:16, قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضر قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have you then taken for worship protectors other than him, such as no power either for benefit or for harm to themselves? Say, is the blind equal with the one who sees? Or darkness equal with light? Or do they assign to Allah partners who created the like of his creation, so that the creation which they made and his creation seemed alike to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things. He is the one, the irresistible. They cannot answer those who invoke upon them even. As in the same Surah Al-A'raf 7:193. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَادْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Verily those who you call besides Allah are slaves like you. So call upon them and let them answer you if you are truthful. these proofs are sent down from Allah to bring people to their senses. And this is the mercy and kindness of Allah on mankind. He revealed these verses in the Quran saying, asserting this in Surah Al-Hadid, in chapter 57, verse 9, هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وأن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم. Allah is the one who sends down manifest signs, evidences to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he may bring you out from darkness into light, and verily Allah is to you full of kindness, most merciful. This brings the end of chapter number 3 concerning this topic, who deserves to be worshipped alone. I ask Allah the Most High to make it of a benefit for myself and to all of you and for those who are interested in Islam as well, to make it a means of guidance to the truth. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.